Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1, and we're back. Julie, it is February the 9th, and I want to start out by congratulating you. You've gotten published once again, not surprising.
Yeah, thank you.
And this time in Atlantic Agent Magazine, and I guess there are also the same article or similar article is being shared in, what, 6 or 7 other different cities?
Different states, yes.
MLSs mm-hmm. and whatnot. And so I want to interview you a little bit about this article that you wrote, and also mm-hmm. we'll post this on our main website so people can actually go and start reading it.
Yes.
And so we can start talking about the content of the article. So that's what I prepared for us to talk about today. But in the interim, I want to remind all of you guys, if you've not yet downloaded your real estate treasure map yet, please make sure you simply text 2021 to 855-685-1045. Text 2021 to 855-685-1045. And when you do, we're going to text you back a link to download the real estate treasure map. Now, the real estate treasure map is your fill-in-the-blank 2021 business plan, right? And this business plan is your business and life plan. It walks you through all the steps necessary for you to have a really good sense of direction for your business and personal life this entire year. Now, Julie and I are obviously working on a lot of new, a lot of new content. We're going to launch a marketing widget for our coaching company. We're going to be talking more about social networking. We're going to be talking more about luxury. We're talking about more about all kinds of different things. So you guys have that to look forward to. But I'll strongly suggest that when you are putting your master plan together for the next year at least, that you start out with the points that Julie's going to be sharing with you today in her article. So while there's still time, please do text 2021 to 855-685-1045. Julie?
Yes, so I was asked to write this article on a topic which, you know, is near and dear to our heart, which is top agent success. And really, they first posed the question, you know, from a coach's standpoint, what do you believe to be the big difference? What, you know, what makes certain agents really successful and other agents just kind of, you know, never quite get their wings, never quite see their way? And then, of course, everybody in between. So I wrote this quick, you know, this isn't a very long article, but I'll just jump right into this. They named it How Top Producers Actually Reach Their Goals. Unbridled, passionate optimism. I think that really sums it up. And then there'll be a few little minor points here too. Absolute, unbridled, passionate optimism. That's what Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, called positive mental attitude. Successful professionals follow the, quote, too soon to tell outlook by suspending immediate judgment of situations and erring on the side of a positive result. Unbridled, passionate optimism is perhaps the leading principle of a top producer.
So I'm going to break down a couple of things that you said there, because you've mixed, that first a couple sentence, you mixed some Napoleon Hill along with some Tim and Julie,
yes,
right?
I did.
Noticed that, which I appreciate. And by the way, guys, you get a copy of Think and Grow Rich for mm-hmm. Real Estate when you text 2021 to 855-685-1045. It's one of the, I think it's 6 free books that we give you in addition to the Real Estate Treasure Map. So it's there for you to have, for you to download. Just go ahead and text 2021 to 855-685-1045. So this too soon to tell thing, this is really one of the, if you guys could just mentally and emotionally wrap your minds around this, it truly is the saving grace of a lot of unnecessary stress that everyone experiences in their lives. And the too soon to tell thing is one of these sort of lessons we learned along the way from coaching a billion real estate agents, in that it'll help you to level off the emotional highs and the emotional lows. A lot of times when people have an emotional low, maybe they don't get a listing, maybe something bad happens, or they start labeling things as a bad experience. They start labeling things as something that's somehow maybe going to lead to them having a bad, you know, day, week, year, month, whatever. Or even worse, they start thinking that they themselves are defective in some way, and that's the reason they're sort of experiencing this failure. And the same goes true on the other side of it as well. You know, when you experience a lot of success or even a little bit of success, that can get in your head. That can actually cause you then to welcome in failure because you stop doing the things necessary that, you know, were necessary for you to create that success. So one of the suggestions that we give you, and this is in our book, Harris Rules, is always say it's too soon to tell. Look, accept the congratulations and the appreciation from other people, and maybe even accept people's giving you a shoulder to cry on in the event that you have a bad experience. But in your head, have the strong mental mindset of saying it's too soon to tell.
Yes, that's exactly it. And Napoleon Hill also is known for saying, quote, "There is very little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it's positive or negative." So how do you guys digest that? You put that together with too soon to tell, and you err on the side of positive, but you stop judging everything at first blush. So we went on to write about the fact that top producing professionals also have superior market knowledge. This includes not just pricing and tracking comps, that's the obvious, but also watching market trends, what's hot and what's not, new construction opportunities, companies relocating executives in and out of town, and overall community development. They just have better market knowledge. Gandhi said, quote, "Live as if you were to die tomorrow, but learn as if you were to live forever." I love that quote.
That is a great quote.
You know, so live as if you were to die tomorrow, you know, live your life, but learn as if you were to live forever. Wouldn't everybody look at learning differently if they knew that they had an endless life, right? Well,
before you go into the next paragraph, which is great, Julie, I want you to tell them why essentially having superior market knowledge really is a mindset point more than it is just an analytical data point.
Yeah, isn't that funny that it doesn't, you know, come off as a mindset point, but it really is. I think a lot of that has to do with building confidence that you know your stuff. And that causes top producers to say yes more often. And that's a point that's coming up. But, you know, if you know how to deal with a lot of different situations at different types of market conditions, then you're going to say yes to everything. You're not going to say, oh, you know, that's not my cup of tea.
Well, but more importantly, though, I think you'll agree that what you're going to do is you're going to want to have real estate conversations, and you're not going to want to be a secret agent.
You're not going to hide out from somebody maybe asking you something you don't know.
Right. I listened to something this morning, actually, and I was listening to this person go out of their way to all the steps they, and I know this sounds insane to say, but this is what he said. Mm-hmm. He uses a lot of social networking and all the rest of it. And he goes out of his way to basically hide the fact that he's a real estate agent. And he wants people to self-discover that he's a real estate practitioner.
Oh, that's weird.
It doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
And he was describing how he makes a bunch of TikTok videos. And through his TikTok videos, people are, and I'm sure his TikTok videos, I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm going to assume that they're good. And he thinks that that's the way he's going to woo people to like him first and then want to do business with him second because of the fact that he can dance on TikTok. I mean, I'm not even making that up.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't smash your phone when you were listening to that.
You know, I honestly wanted to, I was listening just to see if there was a punchline.
Right.
Because I couldn't believe it.
Right.
But this is the type of thing. This was being disseminated on a Clubhouse thing I was listening to about all the different ways agents are using social networking to build their businesses. And I was thinking the whole time, I was actually feeling sorry for all the people listening. Because how many people listening were actually believing what he was saying was true?
Like, yeah, and that they're going to have to go start doing it.
Exactly. And that was just essentially a nice romantic canoe ride in Venice down Narcissism Alley. I mean, that's basically what it was. And it has nothing to do with helping people. If you truly have the mindset of service, and if you truly, essentially want to be successful in life and real estate and everything else, your job is to let everybody know that you're in real estate. Your job is to let everybody know that you can solve their problem. And it starts with, there's so much, you know, deeply rooted psychology, but it's all just flaky psychology. Like, see yourself as a salesperson. That in itself is a huge quantum leap for many of you. Well, then once you've gotten to past the reluctance to see yourself as a salesperson, what is it going to take for you to be the best version of yourself as a salesperson? Stop getting stuck on the word salesperson. That's keeping you broke. It's keeping you from doing business. You are a salesperson. Everyone associates real estate person with salesperson. So if you don't want to be a salesperson, and you better not be a real estate real estate agents are salespeople. That's how the public perceives them. It's your issue you have with that word. Now, be the best version of yourself as a salesperson. Start with having superior market knowledge.
Yes, exactly. So on that point, top producing professionals pursue and possess knowledge that includes knowing unique financing options, not just relying on conventional mortgage lending to serve all their clients, first-time buyers, high net worth individuals, owners that have had forbearances, the self-employed, investors. Knowledge equals confidence. Ignorance equals fear. That's why you don't want anybody to discover that you're in real estate, or you don't want to admit you're a salesperson. It gets down to this: knowledge equals confidence. The more knowledge you have, the more people you can help achieve their real estate goals. If you If you've yet to reach your own financial goals, it simply means you've yet to figure out how to help enough people at your highest level.
Okay, now, that's a pretty profound thing. And again, Julie and I kind of put all those pieces together after 16 trillion coaching calls.
Yeah.
But that is the direct form, that is the formula that she just told you. If you're not experiencing the quality of life, the levels of success, and even the most basic, you know, the shoes on your feet, the food in your belly, the house that you're living in, the iPhone you're probably listening to us on, or Android, if you're not experiencing basically a heightened version of yourself, if you're not experiencing all the abundance in life that you feel like you deserve, it's not because for any reason other than the fact that you have yet to help enough other people accomplish their goals. That's it. There's a direct correlation between the amount of stuff and life experiences and people you can help in your life and then the number of people that you've actually helped. And that's it. So just when you see somebody who's successful, and it could be a real estate agent, it could be anybody, and maybe you think that they're, you know, whatever, they're celebrating their success and someone goes out and buys a new Bentley, I don't know, whatever it is, right? New pickup truck, it doesn't matter. And you're feeling yourself a little bit jealous of them, envious of them, and maybe you start creating stories in your mind why they're more successful than you. Why don't you just stop yourself and just say, you know what? The fact is that person's experiencing those things in life, and I'm not yet, by the way, because of the fact that they've simply helped more people than I have, or they've helped more people than I have at a higher level. Those two things are incredibly relevant. And if that doesn't motivate you to want to start with having superior market knowledge, nothing really will.
That's it. So top producing professionals' superior market knowledge is also reflected, and we've done entire podcasts on this, in their ability to find inventory where everyone else just relies on the MLS. What would you do if there were no MLS in your market?
Exactly.
Deer in the headlights for some of them. And I won't belabor that point because we do have podcasts dedicated to
that. Seriously, though, go to timandjulieharris.com, go to the podcast button at the top, and just click on, you know, buyers finding inventory. We've done so many podcasts on that, like Julie said. Matter of fact, I'll venture a guess to say that going forward, it's very possible that the MLS itself is going to be maybe the third or fourth tier of where you go to look for inventory. It's very, very possible you're going to start seeing these big national brands like Zillow, for example, like, you know, Open Door, for example, like all these other big real estate companies. You're going to maybe see them not having their listings on the MLS. They're going to have them on their own MLS, their own proprietary MLS. It's incredibly possible that there actually could be a shift in the market like that, just frankly, for competitive reasons.
Yes. So top producing professionals don't just have presentations. They are constantly upgrading their pre-listing packages, their listing presentations, and yes, even their buyer presentations. That's been a hot topic lately in Premier because,
definitely,
you know, they really need it now. They are persistently and constantly improving their technology skills, not stagnating, always upgrading. Top producing professionals also say yes more than they say no, even if they're a little bit out of their wheelhouse. They follow the, yes, it's my pleasure to help you with that, even when they know the next step may require them to ask for help or to learn something new.
Or say, I don't know.
Yes, it's okay to say, I don't know. And, you know, we even teach a script for that, right? That's a great question. I'll find out the answer for you. How can I reach you this evening?
Right.
Okay. And those of you who think you have to BS or tap dance and are supposed to know everything, that's an expression of ego.
And actually, people will respect you more if you're actually humble enough to say, you know, that's a great question. Let me research that so I make sure I give you the best answer possible, opposed to BSing you.
Yeah.
Some people are smart at asking questions that they already know the answers to just to see if you're going to BS them. You ought to remember that, listeners.
That's very true. Especially salespeople are very good at that. And attorneys and others. Okay, so top professionals don't live in fear of the unknown. They obtain those new skills and they upgrade along the way. That's called earn while you learn. In all situations, even the most stressful, top professionals are stable, calm, seamlessly versatile, and without drama. That could be a dedicated podcast too. They lead instead of follow. They utilize whatever skills, personality styles, and care they have in order to create desired outcomes. Top producing professionals are clear that their product is profit. Yes, it's true that top producing professionals are creating clients for life and helping their clients find their dream homes. But at the end of the day, top producing professionals are running a profitable business, not a nonprofit organization. They have profit and loss statements. They file taxes quarterly. They budget and they project. Top professionals are very aware of their financial affairs. And that, you know, really plays right into the need for the real estate treasure map, because so many people, not just agents, but people in general, they're not on top of their financial affairs.
And you get to do the commercial, Joy.
Okay, and so how do you fix that? You text 2021 to 855-685-1045, 855-685-1045, so that we can send you the real estate treasure map and you can become like all these top professionals and really have it together with your numbers. Discipline and systematic habits fuel their business, not drama. They concentrate on the things that create profit. They know the difference between being productive versus just being busy. Lead generation is at the center of their daily schedules. Furiously fast lead follow-up, pre-qualifying prospects, presenting, negotiating, and closing. They welcome having a basic schedule to follow because they see the profit-making results of that schedule. That's a huge point, that they're not schedule adverse. That doesn't mean that they're following, you know, every 10-minute increments, but they understand that having those basic standards actually pays off.
Well, so break that even down further, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking about what should be in your morning schedule, and that's primarily what you should be focused on, we do go over this, guess where, listeners, on the real on the real estate treasure map, and you get that for free. But the essence of what you're doing in the morning are really maybe 3 to 5 things that are, once you, you know, consistently are doing those things, are pretty much the most important things in your life. And we go as far as to say, if you do these 3 to 5 things moderately well, you can be pretty much terrible at all of the things in your business and you'll be just fine. And that's going to be proactive lead generation. What's the next one, Julie?
Well, I think of them in order, right? So that's the most important one. That's always first. When you're doing that, that leads to furiously fast lead follow-up. You generated it, now you got to follow up on it, right? So next is pre-qualifying using scripts, presenting, negotiating, and closing. And you can add lather, rinse, repeat. Those are the things that make you money in real estate.
But let's point this out. There is a huge difference between what Julie and I preach to you guys, which I feel like we do most days on this podcast, and what everyone else is saying. Proactive lead generation versus passive lead generation. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox, I promise. You don't give me the stink eye. But the reality of it is that's where most of you guys are needlessly struggling. You're doing things in the wrong order. We are absolutely proponents of using any means necessary to essentially make enough noise necessary for people to want to notice you and do business with you. So we are not anti-social. We are not anti using technology to generate leads for your business. We are anti you doing things in the wrong order. We did the Spokes on the Wheel podcast last week. Make sure you go and listen to that. The key thing with what we're trying to get you guys to understand is if you do these things in the wrong order, or frankly, what most of you will do is you'll make the mistake of actually never learning to be a proactive lead generator, and you'll always be stuck in the paradigm of buying business, then you're never going to have duplicatable success in your business or your personal life. It just won't work like that because you'll be constantly worried about what little widget on what little social platform is going to change, and you're never going to actually have any, essentially a real solid spoke for lead generation. Aha,
I got it. That's my Facebook Live alarm.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, so there's only a couple more points coming up here, and then we will wrap and get over to Premier Facebook Live. All right, so one key practice of top producing professionals is focus. They don't give up. They don't use language like try, maybe, might, we'll see how it goes, or we'll give it a try. They're committed to making it work, whether it's a big picture project like making a career in real estate or a small picture project creating a past client follow-up system. Top producing professionals are relentless. Einstein said, "It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer." I love that.
I assume that he means he's trying to stay with problems longer to solve them.
To solve them, yes. That should be the rest of the quote. Top producing professionals are goal achievers, not just goal setters. They persistently and systematically pursue their goals. And they aren't weird about being out of balance periodically in order to reach those goals.
That balance thing is one of the biggest Achilles heels of most people's ascension in any level, in any aspect of life.
I would agree with
that. And they struggle with that.
I know. Well, we talk about that in Harris Rules as well.
We do. And Harris Rules, guys, if you haven't picked that up, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's literally for sale at every bookstore. But there is no such thing as balance. Balance is a myth. And I know there's a lot of people that essentially go to the altar of I live in balance. But the truth is that you can't live in perfect harmony because at different stages of your life, different things are going to be of differing levels of importance.
Naturally, right?
Naturally. That's how life works. That's how it's supposed to work. And for you to try to be in balance, 20% for business, 20% for family, 20% for religion, right, or spirituality, you're going to make, exactly. And you're never going to be, you're going to essentially never be really good at anything. And you'll never actually have any, you know, have any sort of accumulative knowledge base. And so the best thing to do is accept the fact that being essentially life is about being out of balance, but you don't have to burn the ships because you're out of balance. And we give, again, we talk about this in all of our coaching, but the essence of it is all of you should be drilling down as hard as you can about your real estate businesses right now, because this is going to be probably one of the best runs in real estate in the industry in forever. And I mean runs being 5 or 10 years. So make the most of this. And if you're not yet part of EXP Realty, Julie and I would absolutely love to talk with you about sponsoring you at EXP Realty. If you guys want to look to see what a huge success is, here, I'll give you a little taste of it. A year ago, EXP Realty's shares were trading for $6.30, $6.50. And today, right before the podcast, Julie and I looked, and what are they trading for?
$165.
There are agents we know, Colette McDonald, for example, mm-hmm. I don't mind using her name,
nope.
who have become millionaires off EXP stock, and not because of shares she's bought, but because shares she was awarded. There are so many people inside EXP.
And that's in a maybe 24-month period?
She,
maybe a little
not
bit
24 months. No way. She's probably been with EXP for no more than probably, I would guess she's been there 14 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about somebody that like was starting 7 years ago, right?
No. 14 months ago, she had no shares, and now she has over $1 million in shares.
Mostly in awarded shares.
Awarded shares.
She didn't even buy them.
Right. She didn't even buy them. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of success stories like that at EXP.
Yes.
That's called basically, look, I know some of you guys still have apprehension about EXP. Maybe you have some bad information about EXP. But let's just set all that aside, and let's just remember why you're in this business, to help people and to make money. And if you can work with a brokerage, it's not only going to make it so you make more money off your transactions, but also help you to make more money because you're going to get, you know, equity awards, you're going to get revenue share. Don't you think it's irresponsible for you not to take that seriously and just have a hard look at it? If you're ready to move over to EXP, and Julie and I would love to be your sponsors, just text us directly, 512-758-0206.
That's it. So let's wrap. Another key practice, this is our final and closing point. Key practice of professionals, top producers, is it applies to all traits and qualities of all top producers. Communication. Top producers communicate with themselves by being able to be introspective, by being able to know and understand their strengths and weaknesses, by being able to create the discipline needed to realize their goals. Top producing professionals communicate with their clients, their prospects, even their family. They don't assume or guess. They ask good questions. They have fine-tuned listening skills. And as a result, top producing professionals succeed.
So this was like a Tim and Julie Harris highlights reel was what this article was.
Well, I had to stay to a certain number of words.
Yes.
And I wanted to pack it full of content.
But what's the one thing that you missed?
What?
Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it.
Yes, I should have ended with that.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
But I mean, that is the bottom line, really. I mean, at the end of the day.
That would have been a really short article, though.
Yeah, it would have been. But that is the summary, isn't it? At the end of the day,
sure.
If you want ever-increasing levels of success, just master the art and science of doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And as that becomes a discipline, as that becomes a lifestyle, miraculously, things start happening easier, like the accumulation of wealth, like the accumulation of happy customers, like the accumulation of just, you know, the kinds of experiences you want to be having in your life. So guys, open your mind to the possibility. Don't slow yourselves down. Look, you got to be really, really careful who you're listening to and the conversations you're having inside of your own head. Are you seeing limitless potential? Or are you starting to believe that you're not good enough? Or you start believing that you're too old? Or you start believing that your best days are behind you? Or are you believing that you have to do a whole bunch of, you know, this, that, and the other thing, getting ready to get started type stuff before you can actually, you know, seize the opportunity that this is this real estate market? You got to move forward. And the best way to move forward is to simply take action. Any action is better than no action. And no action is basically getting ready to get started and researching more and thinking about it. Take this stuff seriously, guys. You only go around once. You only live once, and you're dead a real long time. And this is what it feels like to be in the right place at the right time. If you'd like to talk with Julie and I about anything, if you want to share with us podcast ideas, anything whatsoever, please text me directly at 512-758-0206. Thanks, and have a great day. And Julie, excellent article.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.